I masturbate a lot.
W-E-E-K-E-N-D, it's weekend.
I'm now going to appoint you the Gay Digger Ambassador of the planet Earth in the first degree.
I'm gonna get it!
You said it.
I'm gonna make this horny fucking whore come. Yeah, I'm gonna make this horny fucking whore come. Yeah, oh god. It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Pause into cock and bull to Richard and play this scat.
If I'm thinking about a kid, it not only helps me to objectify him, but it makes it all right for me to go out and molest children or rape women.
To put it bluntly, my friends, the world is in a fucking mess.
Evil! Evil! Evil!
All right, come on, son!
I lost my ever-round mobility scooter.
It's Friday, it's Saturday, August 7th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a bondage enthusiast makes an oopsie, plus Christian crystal meth heads, and the cat mutilations continue. All of this was your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Friday ish edition of Distorted View Daily. It's not Friday anymore. I do have a great program for you to end the week, though. We kick things off with a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is courtesy of DV listener James. James says, "Hey, Timmy Boo, here's a Linda Finkel Hall of Famer for you with lyrics like, 'Come have sex with my vagina' and 'Come tickle my vagina.' How could you possibly go wrong?" I guess he wants me to call him James Id, because he doesn't want some other faggot named James to take credit for this wonderful piece of audio. So here we go. The artist, I believe, is named Major ZZ Diamond. Pretty girl. She happens to be an African-American. I don't think that has any relevance, necessarily. I'm just trying to paint a picture here of this woman's very, very black skin. Alright, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Let's just play Tickle My Vagina.
I love having sex with bearded men.
What?
I love having sex with bearded men. They tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard. I love having sex with bearded men. I love having sex with bearded men. They tickle my vagina. They tickle me with their beard. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of genitive. Come tickle my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come tickle my vagina.
Yeah.
I got juicy vagina. Wet, juicy vagina, juicy.
I don't think this song would be nearly as funny without the accent.
Juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, juicy vagina, juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, juicy vagina. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of penitence. Come tickle my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina. Come tickle my vagina.
All right. That it?
I got juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, juicy vagina, juicy vagina, juicy vagina. Wet, juicy vagina, juicy vagina, juicy vagina.
Oh, okay, she was singing that, I think, in the first verse as well, but I didn't understand what she was saying. I thought she was saying Lucy vagina. She's saying juicy.
Juicy vagina. I am the queen of vagina. I am the queen of promiscuous. I am the queen of genitive. Come tickle my vagina. Come have sex with my vagina.
All right, you get
come
the idea.
Have sex with
you get the idea. That's a little bit from Major ZZ Diamond. Hey, real quick, do you want to play What's That Sound with my mom? That's always fun. I've got a very short sound clip here. I'm going to tell you right now, there's no way she's going to get this. Now, longtime listeners of the show know I have done this a few times with my mom, and I'm always using porno sound clips, you know, like women moaning and screaming, stuff like that, and my mom never can figure it out. Is it a baby crying? I think it's a baby. So let's see what my mom says here. Now, this is not a porno clip per se, but it is sexual in nature. Here we go. We're going to try to call my mom. It's kind of early. I don't know if she's going to pick up or not. Mommy! Your media darling of a son is trying to contact you. Bitch, pick up. I'm not fucking around. Mother. Damn it, where are... She's like 100 years old. What could she possibly be doing? All they do is stay at home. The one time I need them for something, they're not there. So I'm going to pretend to be my mom. Ring. Sorry, this is the best I can do. Ring, ring, ring. Hello? Hi, Mom. It's me. You're on the air. Oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't... Oh, get me off of there. I don't want to do this. Now, listen, Mom. You remember playing What's That Sound, right? No, not really. Of course you don't. This is where I play a sound clip. You play a sound clip, right? And you try to guess what that sound is. Oh, dear. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and play that sound for you now. Now, listen very closely, and I want you to guess, try to figure out what this noise is. Okay, figure it out.
Crystal meth loosens up your butt.
No, whoops, that's the wrong sound clip. What was that? Crystal meth? Yes, you inject crystal meth in your asshole. It makes it numb for anal sex. Oh, mother. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. All right, Mom, here is the sound I'm going to play for you now. Okay. Is that a duck?
That is so nasty.
What is that? Is that a duck in the water? No, Mom, it is not a duck in the water. It is a turtle fucking another turtle in the ass, or wherever turtles have sex. And that's the noise the turtle's making. Is that not recoculous? The turtle's saying, wow, wow, which is what I say when I'm having sex, because I'm so surprised that it's actually happening to me. Wow! It's a dream come true! Wow! Wow! Are you sure you don't want money for this? Wow! Because I've been duped into sex like that before. All right, well, thank you very much, fake mom. Okay. All right, moving on. Believe it or not, that's not the only sex sound clip I have for you today. Here's a guy fucking a, piece of fruit. I'm not sure what type of melon it is. But, that's my favorite part, is because he's actually shoving his dick all the way in and pushing out all the seeds and innards with his cock. Right there. So gross. Making love to the fruit. Listen to him moan. Produce is really getting him off hard. Who needs a woman when you've got a watermelon? Fuck that watermelon. Fuck that watermelon. Joey's good. Fuck that watermelon. Fuck that watermelon. Fuck that watermelon. Fuck that watermelon. I'm a coming. All right. Very good. Thank you, Watermelon Man. Finally, before we get into the news today, you know, recently on the show we played audio of a local news report about a poor girl who lived in the ghetto. In the ghetto. And she woke up to find some dude in her bed trying to rape her. And she was very black, and her brother was very outspoken, and, you know, there was some TNB involved. But I want you to know, black people aren't the only ones who are recoculous in nature. Whites are also stupid. Take a listen to this local news report where a woman called 911 looking for a date.
A tri-state woman who confused 911 for a dating line is telling her side of the story.
That call is getting national attention, but the woman who made the call only spoke with 9 News reporter Larry Shields.
Oh my God, what a scoop. You're only going to hear this stupid, ridiculous story that has no impact on our world, nation, or city. It's today's top story. A horny broad calls 911.
With 9 News.
You'll only hear it first. All right, what is this now?
The woman who made the call only spoke with 9 News reporter Larry Shields. He's live in Norwood with the exclusive interview.
Larry Shields probably agreed to fuck her.
Larry?
Larry, you're on.
Carol, newspapers, tabloid TV shows, even cable news networks are calling Norwood police here tonight asking for more information about Bernadette Music. She's kind of become a thing of an overnight celebrity in her apartment complex, and she's only telling her story to 9 News.
Wait, she's become a celebrity in her apartment complex?
Thing of an overnight celebrity in her apartment complex, and she's only telling her story to 9 News.
Yeah, I'm kind of a big deal in the 1400 block area on South High Street.
Think of an overnight celebrity in her apartment complex, and she's only telling her story to 9 News.
All right, here we go.
Bernadette Music calls this apartment building in Norwood home.
Great.
But it's her call to 911 a week ago that's getting so much attention.
I could dial 911 and they said I try to ask them for a date.
I'm having a hard time getting, you know, a hold of a dateline and stuff. Everybody wants to fuck me around.
I didn't
She said everyone's trying to fuck her around. Can't get through to the dateline.
Fuck me around.
I didn't believe I did that. I must have been...
By the way, you can hear her boyfriend in the background. I don't know. Yes, she lives with her boyfriend, and she's looking for a date. Classy.
I didn't believe I did that. I must have been drunk and just didn't realize it.
Okay, Bernadette, this is 911. You need to dial something else, okay?
On the other...
Try 1-800-WET-SHIT.
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and more.
All right, let's get serious here now.
On the other end was Vicky Schumacher.
911, where's your emergency?
She's heard a lot after 18 years as a dispatcher, but nothing like this.
She just starts proceeding telling me that she's looking for a date.
Well.
Yes, and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, this has got to be a prank.
It wasn't.
There you go. Okay, if it's a date line, it's not 911. Well, they don't want to talk to me no more.
Are you embarrassed?
No, not really. I'm very brave and bold.
And an idiot. And white trash.
I tell how it is. I told a cop, you know, a week ago. I asked him to...
By the way, I should mention, in the local news clip, I'll try to find it again for you guys and post it on the show notes, because, you know, when the... reporter is sort of talking about the story. They're running footage of this woman, and you see her drinking out of a 2-liter bottle of pop, soda pop, but it's like the store brand Big K version. Like, she's like guzzling this pop, and that's the footage that the local news, of course, chose to run.
I tell how it is. I told a cop, you know, a week ago. I asked them if they were salty because they wasn't getting any of this.
What was that?
I tell how it is. I told a cop, you know, a week ago. I asked him if they were salty because they wouldn't...
What?
Go. I asked him if they were salty because they wouldn't... Wasn't getting any of this.
What?
Go. I asked him if they were salty because they wouldn't... Wasn't... Go. I asked him if they were salty because they wouldn't...
Why can't I understand what she's saying there?
Go. I asked him if they were salty because they wouldn't... Wasn't getting any of this.
Can someone decipher that, please, for me? Once in a while, maybe she's speaking clearly and I'm just a retard. I don't know.
It's not a joke for police. They say Music called more than 4 times and wasted 20 minutes of their time.
A malicious call like this really hampers the ability of the dispatchers to put out runs in a timely manner.
As for a date, Music says she's more than happy with her boyfriend, Jimbo.
Someone...
Of course... I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Of course, her name, her boyfriend's name is Jimbo.
Music says she's more than happy with her boyfriend,
Gassy.
Jimbo.
Someone's time on the phone like that could cost somebody their life.
I found out I made a mistake when I did that. I didn't realize it was going to put me through all this.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's the whole news story. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, we're a little behind, but that's okay. The Friday show is actually popping up on Saturday. It's a WEEKEND kind of program today, but I do have a sideshow program lined up for you tomorrow and a video cast. And Corey will be back with Bug Fudge Sunday, so it's a great time to sign up for the sideshow. $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. It is DV's member site. Help support the program, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First one comes from the UK. A Newport bondage enthusiast died. That's how I think we should all start describing ourselves. I'm Tim Henson, father, avid fisherman, bondage enthusiast. Yes, a verdict of accidental death has been recorded on a man who was found almost naked and tied to a tree in Shropshire. He was a bondage enthusiast, after all. He died doing what he loved. Kevin Kirkland, 44, had an interest in bondage, and tied himself to the tree in Newport by his wrists, but the slipknot had jammed. Dun, dun, dun. It was told he died of hypothermia and blood loss after cutting his wrists. It's the only thing that feels real. By accident. Oh, okay. While struggling to escape. Mr. Kirkland of Waterside Mews Newport was pronounced dead in the hospital. It was told he had been out drinking on December 29th, 2009 with friends and said goodbye at about 1 p.m. Wait a second. Scratch that. Reverse it. Flip it. 1 a.m. on December 30th. Mr. Kirkland, who lived alone, was found after 8 a.m. tied to a tree wearing only socks and boots by someone walking a dog. It was completely naked. It's too cold for bondage that time of year. Come on. You do that indoors. It was told he was taken to the Princess Royal Hospital. Ooh! All the rooms are decorated like a 12-year-old girl's. Pink bedsheets, glitter everywhere. All right, yes, he... It was told he was taken to the Princess Royal Hospital, and after attempts to resuscitate him, he was pronounced dead. Coroner John Ellery recorded a verdict of accidental death. His family said in a statement, his death has left a huge gap in our lives, and he will be in our hearts and thoughts always. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one comes from Medford, Oregon, a Palm Street man.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Well, this story does not take place in Palm Beach County, so I guess we should all consider ourselves fucked. A Palm Street man told police he was up all night reading the Bible and taking meth before... Really? You're doing it wrong. That's the last thing you should be doing when you're, you know, methed out of your mind reading the Bible. I thought I'd, you know, make it a quiet night at home, smoke some meth, read the Bible. It was relaxing. Meth is not for Bible studies. Meth is for...
Crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Yes, that's a good example of what crystal meth is good for. It's also good if you need to... I don't know what crystal meth is good for, but what is crystal meth good for? People take it, and then what do? Just sort of chill? Just, you know, stay up for 5-6 days? I don't know if you get anything done with it or not. I don't know how productive you can be. Clean your bathroom. I know you can do that. Ooh, meth. All right, back to the story here. Yes, he was reading the Bible, taking meth, before he gave his neighbors a wake-up call Thursday morning with a chainsaw, sure, cutting down trees planted in a city revitalization project. After being jailed Thursday, the man was identified as an illegal alien. Ooh. This guy's legal problems are just piling up here. Medford police responded to a call of a man cutting down trees with a chainsaw at around 8 a.m. on Thursday and ended up arresting him after he confronted arriving officers. Police say he put the chainsaw down and fought with them before being taken into custody. You had a chainsaw. Why would you put that down? That's an awesome weapon. Have you never seen a zombie movie before, you fucktard? All right, where are we at here? Getting all worked up. Two officers were injured in the fight. Police say he put down the chainsaw and fought with them before being taken into custody. Police took 33-year-old Valentine Gomez Ramiro into custody. Lieutenant Bob Hansen said Gomez Ramiro told police that he had been up all night reading the Bible and taking meth before his morning tree trimming work. Neighbor Colleen Kingsley said there's never been any conflict, so he's a decent guy. Well, now there has been a conflict. He's not so decent anymore. Two officers were transported to a local hospital. One suffered a knee injury, and the other received cuts on his hand. Oh, boo-hoo. Baby. Pussy. Gomez Ramiro was treated and released from a local hospital before being taken to the Jackson County Jail on charges of first-degree criminal mischief, plus resisting arrest and 2 counts of assaulting an officer. Gomez Ramirez was also identified as an illegal alien and is being held without bail. Medford City Arborist... Who the hell knew cities have arborists? Bill Harrington surveyed the cost Thursday morning and estimated it to be around $5,000. I'll do an appraisal on that. I identify them as species, size, location, and there's a formal appraisal No one gives a shit about your job. He's just so excited to be interviewed by the news. I'm going to go ahead and do an appraisal on all of this. You see, I identify them by species, size, location. There's a whole process I have to go through. I'm worth every penny the city is paying me. Medford police searched Gomez Ramiro's house for drugs, but did not find any. Check his butthole. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Canada. Edmonton police are investigating a string of cat deaths in a quiet Southside neighborhood. It's going to be a teenager. A mutilated cat. It's always a troubled teen. A mutilated cat was found Tuesday, making it the fifth suspicious cat death in the area this summer. The dead cats have all been found in Greenfield around 117th Street and 37th Avenue. Residents first noticed mutilated dead cats several years ago. Some of them chopped in half, but the attacks have since increased. So this has been going on for years, and we're just now getting around to that problem. On Wednesday, one person living in the area said that the deaths are alarming, and another expressed fear that dogs would be next. I love that guy's mentality. And fuck the cats. I could give two shits about them. Mutilate all those things you want. Rape them, whatever. Have fun. But don't mess with the dogs, please. That's what I'm concerned with. If there was just some way we could ensure that he continues to mutilate cats but leaves other animals alone, that would be fine. All right, it's disturbing because it means there's a sick person, an ill person, who needs help out there doing this, said resident Susan Nemo, a cat owner. The deaths have drawn attention of Edmonton police, finally, after years of kitty cat mutilation. It's concerning to police because of the number of incidents in a row in a short period of time, said Patricia Finu. It's three in the last 5 days, and then there was also one in July and one in May. The news said a detective from Southwest Division has been assigned to the cases, but that the investigation is still preliminary. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Saturday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaks, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, birthday or something or other. Manly Masochist here. I was listening to Monday's show, and in regards to the story about the cum bottle sprayer, reckless endangerment, last time I checked the vagina fluids have a pH balance that is more acidic than semen.
Ah.
This fucking burning semen. Semen have a dangerous job. So if anyone is endangering anyone, that bitch is fucking cunt. She should be fucking...
So what you're saying is we should be charging her. There's a guy running around with a cum-filled bottle spraying it on people, but it's the bitch who should be charged because she's got a very acidic pussy. I like the way you think.
Hi, Tim. Someone has a birthday wish for you. Can you say it?
No.
Happy birthday, Susan.
What?
Very nice.
What was that? Happy birthday what?
Happy birthday, Susan.
Very nice.
I didn't get that
last say happy birthday, Tim?
Happy birthday, Tim.
Aww.
That's very nice. Happy birthday, Timmy.
That was very sweet.
Hey, Tim. Chaz,
I thought she was going to say, happy birthday, careless fairy. Don't get AIDS, pervert.
Hey, Tim. Chaz the Weasel here.
Hi.
I'm a little bit late on the show, so I'm trying
Me
to catch
too.
Up. I just now listen to the Monday show.
Aren't we all?
And listening to that gooner, I noticed something.
Yeah.
They all sound exactly the same. They have the same tone of voice.
I love when they do that.
And now I'm just wondering, can you imagine if they ever got
a convention,
a bunch of gooners to just do voice acting for like a cartoon show or something? I wouldn't even care what it was about. I would totally
this
watch.
This is why I need my own cartoon show. Why can't like a television network give me a shot? Because that's the type of person I would hire for my talent. All right, we need 7 gooners, you know, for our voice actors for this scene.
Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Ryan from Ohio. And as I do work as a janitor, I will be sending you pubes for your birthday. Old man Pete, because I work in a
I don't want
old man
that. No.
Senior citizen Metro Health Club. So I hope you enjoy that. Good job getting a new P.O. box. Bye.
Great. Why can't people send me stuff I actually want? Like money or consumer electronics. I get fucking pubes in the mail.
Tim, the bearded lady, and have 2 things. One, I would like an instructional video on how to apply Nair.
Okay.
Starring Consensus. Two,
I'm not that hairy.
So I was searching the internet the other day, randomly, pointlessly.
You can nair Joey.
You probably know about this because you're like the twistedest person I've ever known. But it's called purling, and they take little like beads and shit, and they stick them under the skin of the cock, and it makes sex much more fun. Or the labia, you know, one or the other.
Sure.
So.
I didn't know it was called purling, though. That's interesting.
Hey, Tim. It's a lifetime Sideshow member, Surly, here.
Surly!
I was calling because I was listening to your August 4th show where you were playing the Craigslist ads, and the cynic in me couldn't help but think that that second ad, the one about the black man who wanted to suck cock and be racially degraded, for some reason that just played off to me as if it were a bunch of black guys trolling...
Think
or
so?
A white fag, a white supremacist fag to beat up, and that was like the dream.
Yeah, you gotta watch yourself on Craigslist.
That if someone actually responded to it, they were gonna be met by like a gang of black men who are gonna beat the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Just a little thought. Have a good day. Oh, and happy belated birthday to you.
Ah, thank you so much.
Hey, Timmy, this is Gina from Houston.
Hi, Gina.
I am a little bit behind on the shows. I apologize. I had some personal stuff going on, but I am a loyal side.
You have lady problems? Do you have a yeasty?
Slowly but surely. A couple weeks ago, I had sent you a clip of a riri I found in Walmart, and I was just wondering if you got it, because I had heard
it.
And it's really, really classic. It, you know, was a retard walking through Walmart screaming into a little plastic telephone. It's only about 20 or so seconds long.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look for that because I think I missed it. I would have definitely played that on the show.
Long time listener, Jarrett from California here.
Hi, Jarrett.
I think it's like 5 years now. I don't know. Ooh. Too much.
Too long, yes.
Just really quick, I've been on retirement, like Fat Man, from your show, and I just picked it up today, and you're still rocking. So, yeah, I'm glad to be listening again. Have a good one.
So glad you're part of the program. A freak has returned to the fold.
Damn. I had a fucking near-death with my car. Damn it. Unfortunately, she was inside of her car when I hit her, so she's still alive.
You'll get her next time. Don't beat yourself up over this one.
Why did they let near-deaths drive?
I don't know.
Send them all to a camp somewhere and burn them in an oven.
Camp? Oh, that kind of camp.
Hey, Sam, done with horror hair.
The deep concentration kind. Yes,
hey,
go
ahead. Hey, Sam, done with horror hair. This product that the freaks may be interested in. Now, I know you can go and you can buy yourself a fleshlight so that you can,
right,
you know, masturbate like a pro.
Beat
they have ones that have vaginas and buttholes, and they even have a stealth model so that you can pretend you're fucking a Pokemon or something. But they have a new product called a Suck You Dry. Instead of having all those traditional things, you can now fuck a vampire mouth.
Yes.
Just thought I'd let you
know. I have seen. I think you can get those on Adam and Eve. At one point you were able to. I don't know if they're still selling them, but you might want to make check it out. See if that 50% off discount applies to it. Use coupon code FREAK. And you'll get free shipping and all a bunch of free gifts, all that sort of good stuff. AdamandEve.com. Little plug there. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Ooh, want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not Sideshow members yet, sign up right now because I've got a weekend program for you. Corey will be back with Button Fudge Sunday. All that sort of great stuff is on deck, like my massive Bristol 7 I have brewing. All right, guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. We will do it all over again on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
It's one fucking grade A homosexual hole right there, and a redneck's fucking using it to get his fucking nut.